Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. So today we are going to be doing a full AMA for Electric Zoo 2023. I love to do these for you guys every year just to give you some updates whether you are new to Electric Zoo or you are going to be returning. There's some new things to know. So today I'm going to be answering your questions that you submitted on my Instagram, as well as going over some first timer tips and things you should know as far as changes to Electric Zoo in 2023. So if you guys are new here, I would love it if you would give this video a thumbs up and don't forget to hit the subscribe button down below so you don't miss out on any other festival videos coming out. So with that being said, let's dive right into your questions. First and foremost, somebody said, can you tell us about the vibes at eZoo? So for me personally, being from New Jersey, eZoo I've done 3 times. The last time was actually 2019, so it's been a little bit of a minute here, but I feel like you get what you give at eZoo. It's all about your mindset going into it. It is an 18 plus event, so just know that going into it. There can be a younger crowd at eZoo. It also depends on the stage that you're at. I know this year we have 5 new stages and there's all these new experiences happening, which I'll talk about, but depending on the stage you're at, depending on the genre, the crowds can differ a little bit. But overall, I've had good experiences. I've met some really cool people at eZoo. I feel like the crowd is very high energy, fun. People are going there to party. They're going there to have a fun time. They really love the music. So it can be good. I'm sure you can bump into people who aren't the friendliest. Just figure out how you want to navigate the crowd. Some sets, especially towards the end of the night for the really big artists, it can get very, very crowded, very busy at certain stages. So if that is not manageable for you, stand towards the side or stand towards the back. I tend to like to do that anyway, just so that you have a little bit more room to breathe. But overall, I feel like it's fun. It's a party atmosphere. It's a younger crowd, but it's a really good time. And they do have VIP options and platinum options too. Like if you have a little bit more of a budget, if you want different like elevated viewing areas or just separated areas to get out of the GA crowd, you can totally do that. The next popular question so many of you guys asked, where do I stay? Like where do I stay and how do I get to Electric Zoo? So I'm gonna link down below a couple of my previous videos because I've done so much content on eZoo in the past, but I'm gonna give you some updated opinions on this as well. But in general, eZoo takes place on Randall's Island in New York. You have tons of different options. So for me personally, in years prior, I live in New Jersey. It's a little bit of a pain coming from New Jersey. I have to take multiple forms of transportation and it can take me like 2+ hours to get to Randall's Island. It's kind of crazy. So if I were going this year, I honestly would probably either stay with a friend that lives in Manhattan, Long Island City, Brooklyn, or I would get a hotel. I honestly probably would not commute again from New Jersey because it's just too much. But here are some of your options. I'll pop up a map here. So staying on the east side of Manhattan would be good. So either Midtown East or Upper East so that you're even closer. Brooklyn, great option. A lot of the afters are in Brooklyn. So if that's going to be important to you, just staying in the general Brooklyn area would be good. Like I mentioned, Long Island City is a good one. Astoria, Queens, any of those options would probably be good to find either Airbnbs or hotels if you're worried about like an Airbnb canceling or something like that. But I think like those general areas, if you want like a quick and easy way to get to Randall's Island, I would genuinely recommend that. I'm going to link the website for the transportation options because there's a couple new things this year. But in general, years prior, I took the ferry to get to Electric Zoo and I always liked that. It was like a 20-minute-ish ride via ferry and that was from Midtown Manhattan. So again, I was usually driving from my house, staying at my friend's house in Hoboken, and then we would Uber to the ferry and then we would take the ferry. So it was like 3 modes of transportation. But if you're already in Manhattan or coming from anywhere like that, the ferry could be a good option. And that comes from the East 35th Street Ferry, And then that will literally take you there and back. You can buy a ferry pass for the whole weekend if that's what you guys want to do. So according to their website from Brooklyn, Izu is going to offer round trip shuttle buses with a direct Brooklyn route. And these are going to depart from and return to the corner of Wythe Avenue and North 12th Street in Brooklyn. So you do have that option. And then subway and MTA buses, you can take the 456 subway train to the 125th Street stop. It's $5.50 round trip. And then you can take the X80 Express bus from 125th Street, Lexington Avenue to Randall's Island. So that's an option you can have as well. Like I mentioned, walking, you can walk across the footbridge on East 103rd Street in Manhattan onto Randall's Island. Takes about like 25, 30-ish minutes. You can also walk across the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge from Manhattan about 15 minutes. You also have the Queens Bridge and the Bronx. So those are all options. And then they are doing drop-offs. So if you want to do rideshare, I've also done rideshare in the past. There's dedicated areas for that. It gets crazy, guys. I'm just telling you, like the rideshare, you can be waiting for a long time. So typically we would do, if we ever did rideshare, it was just to get dropped off to the festival, never really leaving the festival because it was such a nightmare. We would either do the ferry home or we walked across the bridge to get off of Randall's Island. Driving, there is no parking available on Randall's Island. So just know that if you want to drive on there, you can drop your friends off, but you cannot park on Randall's Island. So just keep that in mind. So there's plenty of options on how you want to get there. It really just depends on where you're going to be staying and then kind of like figuring it out from there. And then as far as airports go as well, if you guys are flying in for this, LaGuardia is definitely the closest by far. JFK is also close. And then I live really close to Newark Airport. So if you want to come into New Jersey, again, you have three options as far as airports go, but JFK and LaGuardia are in New York. The next question is there an app available for this festival? Yes, there is an app available. Set times and all of that, festival map, usually comes out like the week or two before, typically like the week of. So definitely stay tuned for all of that coming out. Somebody said, what are your thoughts about the new stage announcement and how the festival is being promoted this year? So I'm going to pull up some of the changes that they have mentioned that are coming. It honestly sounds very intriguing to me. I already did a lineup review if you guys want to check that out, but I'm very impressed with the lineup this year. I'm very excited about the changes. I'm not going because I am having a baby and he is due in August, so I'm not going to be making it to Izu this year, but I'm very excited about the changes and I hope they deliver on everything. But they are promising 5 all new stages, an expanded festival site, and then they are partnering with the Brooklyn Mirage and they are doing something called the Mega Mirage, which is a new immersive stage concept. That sounds really fucking cool too. So I think it sounds really cool. And then they have all of these experiences. So John Summit and Dom Dalla are doing a new project together called Everything Always, and it's the world premiere of that. You have Dreamland doing their worldwide festival debut. Nora and Pure is doing a Purified Takeover. Chris Lake and Fisher are doing their Under Construction at Izu. Liquid Stranger has a Wakan takeover, and then City Fox and Gray Area, which are two very big house and techno labels and event producers, are presenting Mega Fox, a festival within a festival. So I think the changes sound very fucking cool, and obviously, like, as a house head, there's a lot of house and techno in here, so I'm a fan of that. But I think it sounds really cool, and I'm excited to see what expanded festival grounds means, because as you know, with Izu, one of the big cons is the sound bleed. The sound bleed is brutal, fam, at some of the stages. Not all of them, but the two stages, they have never corrected that issue. It's always an issue. So hopefully expanded festival grounds means changing up the stage layout so there isn't as much sound bleed. Okay, other questions. What to wear? I'm going to link down below some of my past outfit ideas videos, but in general, it's hot. Just know that going into it, it's Labor Day weekend in New York City. It can be like mid to high 80s and it can be sunny and you are going to be pouring sweat. So definitely bring a hydration pack. There's free water refill stations, but just know that like it is a summer festival. Definitely be, you know, it's rain or shine as well. I've brought ponchos in the past. It has rained at Izu, but in general, it's very more on like the rave candy plur vibes. Like, you can get a lot of that, so you can dress up very much so for this. You can also be casual, and if you want to go like streetwear, cool, edgy, you can totally go more casual if you want to do that as well. You can do group costumes. So many people dress up in like random shit. So it really is like, it's very much like ravey festival culture. You can go all out with your outfits if you want to for this, or you can go casual. Literally pick your poison. Security is pretty thorough at Izu, at least in the years past it's been. They definitely pull people to the side. They definitely go through all your shit. They definitely check you pretty thoroughly. So I would say, one, bring an anti-theft bag. I swear by lunchboxes bags. So the hydration pack, the snack or sling pack. Theft is an issue at all festivals, but just protect your items. Men, don't wear shorts with open pockets and put your wallet and phone in your open pockets. Like, make sure you're getting something, whether it's a crossbody bag, the zippers are facing you, something like that. But security is pretty thorough, so make sure you're reading through the prohibited items list on their website. Same thing with totems. Like, make sure you're adhering to all the rules, because they will check you. All right, and last few questions here. Must see / do things. So in general, I would say save time to do things outside of Izu, especially if you've never been to New York before. Like, that's one of the biggest pros of this festival, is that it is in New York City and there's so many fun things to do, especially for Labor Day weekend. Like, either come a couple days before or stay a couple days after. It is, you know, a day festival. I think it opens at 3 p.m. on Friday and 1 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. But doing like a brunch beforehand is really fun. Just make sure you're drinking water if you go do a boozy brunch and then go to Izu. I've done that before. Just like, make sure you stay hydrated. But yeah, I would save time for sightseeing, shopping, exploring the different areas and neighborhoods. There's so many cool places to go in Brooklyn. There's a lot of rooftop bars, which are perfect for summer. Tons of museums in New York City. Like, there's so many cool things to do. Catch a show if you want to go do Broadway one night, like leading up to the festival. That could be really fun. And then save time for the afters. There are so many afters, so many good things to do. Amazing venues in Brooklyn, and the festival doesn't go that late, so I would definitely save time for afters, after Izu as well. And then miscellaneous tips that you should know. Like I mentioned, this is an 18 plus event, so at Izu they have these 21 plus drinking areas, like cocktail lounges essentially, that are sponsored. So to go into one of those, you will get ID'd. They'll put like a 21 wristband on you so that you can go into these cocktail lounges, and then you can buy like hard drinks there, and you have to drink them in the lounge before you leave. Everywhere else, it's basically like beer and wine or like seltzers that are sold at the venues that you can walk around with, but hard liquor typically is only sold in the cocktail lounges, and you get ID'd before you get into them to get that wristband. So just know about that. And they have different cocktail lounges like set up at different stages throughout the festival. Izu is also a cashless event, so you do need to load up on your wristband to pay for things. There are load up areas in the festival grounds, and you can also load up your wristband beforehand. I don't know how much to tell you to put on there, because it depends on how much you plan on like eating or drinking. If you're a big drinker, you're obviously going to want to put more money on there, because some of the drinks can be very expensive. But like, let's just say maybe you want to put like $80 a day on your wristband or something like that for like food and alcohol. And then there's a merch, tent as well, if you guys want to get any merch, but just make sure you're loading up your wristband. And then lastly, there are free water refill stations. So again, hydration packs are totally acceptable here. I would recommend, bringing them for sure, because it can get really, really hot. And then just go explore. It sounds like there's going to be some really cool new things at this festival this year. There's art installations. There's different like places you can do like fun photo ops and different like branded sponsorship areas, which can be cool. So a lot to explore. Make sure you're checking out all the stages. It's not too big of a festival, which is really nice. So, you know, even if it's an expanded festival grounds, I'm curious how that will go. You guys will have to report back, but it is pretty manageable to like get around and experience all the different stages, so I would definitely do that. But going into Izu, just make sure you've got your hotel or accommodations locked in, and then really figure out your transportation plan. before going because tickets will sell out, ferry tickets run out, things like that. So make sure you go into Izu knowing how you're going to get on the island and off the island, because I have been there trying to get off the island and you feel stuck trying to call an Uber or walking across the bridge. So make sure you have your transportation options figured out, fam. All right, with all that being said, thank you guys so much for watching today's video. If you found this helpful and you really enjoyed it, give it a thumbs up, share this link with a friend today, or make sure you subscribe to my channel so you don't miss out on any upcoming videos. Thanks so much for watching, guys, and I will see you in my next one. Bye, guys.